No problem.
Italy not qualifying for the World Cup. I imagine it came as a shock to probably some of the world. How's it been seen over in Italy, this one, Adam?
Very much the same, to be honest. I think even after losing the first leg on Friday to Sweden, that everybody still expected that Italy would find a way to go through. And the disappointment of not scoring a goal at all over those 180 minutes and the kind of wasted generation of talent that Italy have got at the moment, it really is... It's been shocking and surprising, and not surprising that people are looking towards a fresh start when the Euro qualifying starts again in September.
No doubt about that. I mean, it's the first time since 1958 Italy haven't qualified. Do you think that the World Cup's going to be missing something without seeing Italy there this time around?
Yeah, definitely so. I think they're one of the teams that you always look to out there. There's always players that you recognise from watching them in the Champions League, and obviously players are playing around the world, and it really does miss something because, well, apart from Brazil, nobody's won the World Cup as many times, and they're always a force to be reckoned with when they get there, aren't they? Apart from in the last two World Cups, of course.
That's very, very true. And also with that game as well, it did say goodbye to some real legends, and I suppose failing to reach the World Cup, it was possibly the worst possible goodbye for some of the legends that are retiring from the national Italian game.
Yeah, obviously you've got Daniele De Rossi, Giorgio Chiellini and Andrea Bazzali have all walked away. But the worst of all is obviously Gigi Buffon, is a complete legend. He's been playing for Italy for 20 years and he was looking forward to ending his whole career in Russia, which is where his international career started back in 1997. But now it's ended in this loss, and it really does hurt to see him kind of not get that chance to say goodbye in the way that he wanted.
And you could just see that from the emotion after the game as well. You can tell how much he really does care about putting on the Italy shirt. But I have to imagine, Adam, I mean, he's had a really glorious career with the national side. I mean, he's achieved most things that some players wouldn't dream of. But, I mean, when you look back at his career, he was absolutely fantastic for the national team and really one of the best goalkeepers I've probably seen pulling on an international jersey.
Yeah, definitely. So I think he's probably... He's right there in the conversation for the best goalkeeper of all time, isn't he? He's won the World Cup, he's won trophies with Parma and with Juve. And it really is, as I say, it's almost a tragedy to see him not get that chance to play in what would have been a record sixth World Cup this time around.
Yeah, you're right there, Adam. And looking as well at the Italy national setup, I know a lot of countries tend to rip up the rule book and start afresh from something like this. And it does seem like Italy have got some good young talent coming through. So it won't be that long before we see him qualifying for a national tournament again soon.
No, definitely not. The under-21s got to the semi-final in the summer. And all those 11 players are already featuring prominently in Serie A, which is a vast change from what we're used to with Italy, where these young players really have to wait a long time before they get their chance to be playing first-team football. Changed over the past sort of 5-6 years, and everybody's starting to get to play now, and those retirements that you mentioned before will really help with that, because I think Italy kind of felt like they owed a debt to those players. I mean, three of those, Buffon, De Rossi and Bazzali, were part of the team that won the 2006 World Cup. So 11 years later, they were still starting matches for Italy. It's been really hard to say goodbye to those guys. And now they've decided to do that. I think it'll help guys like Donnarumma and Rugani and one or two others who have been waiting around the fringes will finally get their chance to play.
I'm just looking at Giampiero Ventura as well. I imagine it's only a matter of time before he steps aside now.
Yeah, they seem to just be negotiating his payoff. He signed a new contract a few months ago, but there seems to be a break clause in that they can get rid of him if they fail to qualify. And they just seem to be squabbling over a payment for him to quit. He said he would resign, but now he seems to have taken that back. And I think that's all linked to making sure he gets paid before he walks away.
And just looking at his appointment as well, because obviously from not concentrating totally on Italy's qualified campaign for the World Cup, obviously they were in a group with Spain at the time, so it was going to be a hard group. But has it been a problem for a while, the sort of management situation over at Italy?
It really has, yeah. I think in 2014, Antonio Conte, who's obviously now at Chelsea, took the job with Italy, and he made the team into a great unit, but ignored a lot of the promises on that was coming through because he was having success and because he'd got everybody to buy into what he was doing. He kept picking the same players, whether they were playing well or not. And that loyalty got them through and did really well at Euro 2016. But then he quit and Ventura arrived and he promised to build on what Conte had started and to bring that new talent in. But he's really not done that. And you see now Italy are no further along the development of those players than they were 2 years ago. And those players are now 2 years older. So he's really failed to live up to what he promised when he was appointed. And it's been disappointing. I think you end up in a group with Spain and you always imagine there's a very good chance you're going to come second. But if you're developing the team and you're building something promising, a playoff against Sweden for a team of Italy's stature, with all due respect to Sweden, who have their own pedigree and obviously have some very good players, but a team who's won 4 World Cups and done very well at the European Championships in between, shouldn't hold any fears going to play Sweden. And that really wasn't the case. It was a difficult tie from beginning to end. And it really wasn't a surprise to anybody who's watched Italy's qualifying campaign the whole way through that they did struggle with an organised and hard-working team like Sweden, because those teams have caused Italy problems throughout the past few years. And obviously, that's come to roost now with this elimination.
It certainly has. And just finally as well, Adam, just looking at the future for the Italy national side, there's a few rumours of maybe Antonio Conte going back to the national set. So what do you think we can expect from Italy in the future now?
I think they need to get the right manager, and I'm not sure Antonio Conte is that guy, to be honest. I think he seems to be looking to get away from Chelsea, and I'm sure there'll be a number of Italian clubs who'd look to take him back. But I think the national team needs a forward-thinking coach who's not going to be afraid to blood these young players and to get them all playing for one another and getting them working the way that they should be, because there really is no doubting the high volume of talent that Italian clubs are producing and actually using themselves. And that needs to transfer to the national team, which really hasn't for the past 4 years now. I don't think Conte is the right man, but it really does seem like his days at Chelsea are numbered.
Yeah, it very much does. And interesting to see what happens next over in Italy. Adam, as always, it's an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on Radio Yorkshire today.
No problem. Thank you.